Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. You can't judge a book by its cover. That's an adage we've seen borne out in our own lives, and this week on Morning Prayer we've seen it illustrated by several Bible stories, each of which implores us to go beyond limited human viewpoints and to look more deeply to see what's really going on. The prophet Isaiah makes it clear that our material senses aren't reliable purveyors of what's true. He writes, "Since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for them that waiteth for him." St. Paul makes the same point. "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." But Paul also immediately follows that with, "But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." We can know and adopt the higher spiritual views that benefit ourselves and others. We can know and adopt them now. Paul puts it in unmistakable terms. "Now we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." This frees us from limited viewpoints and the disappointment and suffering they too often bring. As Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." May we all see and follow that truth today. Amen.